In the Netherlands, the government has decided to proceed with next week's parliamentary elections despite the assassination of right-wing politician Pim Fortuyn. Fortuyn was shot yesterday by a lone gunman after giving a radio interview. So far, Dutch police have no motive for the killing, Greg Crouch reports.
The Dutch capital, The Hague, is peaceful today following demonstrations that turned violent in response to the assassination of right-wing politician Pim Fortuyn. Protesters shattered windows and set small fires late last night before riot police could quell the unrest. This small, quiet country is on edge following Fortuyn's death. Prime Minister Wim Kok has appealed for calm. The political establishment Fortuyn worked so hard to bring down is now in shock. Lauze Wies van der Laan is a member of a central-left party in the Netherlands, D66.
These are the kind of things that simply don't happen in our country. A political murder, if that's what it was, is something that's never been seen before. And I really think this is going to be a turning point in Dutch political history, much in the way that the 11th of September was for the Americans.
Both Fortuyn's supporters and critics are mourning today in The Hague and his hometown of Rotterdam. There at City Hall, residents grieve before an improvised memorial of flowers and personal notes. Police investigators, meanwhile, are still searching for the motive behind yesterday's assassination. They have a 33-year-old Caucasian man in custody, but he has requested a lawyer and is refusing so far to cooperate. The 54-year-old Fortuyn was a flamboyant figure. Openly gay, he campaigned on an anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim platform that polarized the tolerant and liberal Dutch society. A former sociology professor and magazine columnist, Fortuyn reveled in blaming the political establishment for the country's overburdened immigration and healthcare systems. Fortuyn actually referred to himself as a hothead, but rejected any comparisons with far-right politicians like Jean-Marie Le Pen in France. He wasn't exactly diplomatic. He insulted not just the country's leading politicians, but entire ethnic groups, referring to Islam as backwards. Just 2 weeks before his death, Fortuyn refused to back down from such attacks.
The Islamic culture is underdeveloped, has not taken part of enlightenment and humanism. And our culture has taken part of it. They have a horrible vision about homosexuality, but they also have, in my eyes, a horrible vision about the position of woman.
Fortuyn viewed Muslims as a threat to traditional liberal values in the Netherlands, a country that has legalized euthanasia and same-sex marriage. And he blamed immigrants, many from Morocco and Turkey, for rising street crime. Fortuyn was often blunt.
I don't believe in a multicultural society.
Fortuyn's anti-immigrant rhetoric jump-started his fledgling party, the Fortuyn List. Just months old, the party was able to capture nearly a third of the seats on the Rotterdam City Council in March municipal elections. Fortuyn expected to do well in the upcoming national elections, too, and many thought he might be involved in forming a new coalition government. Just 2 weeks ago, sitting in his English-style garden in Rotterdam, Fortuyn said he was worried about his own personal safety, particularly because he didn't have any police protection. He blamed Prime Minister Wim Kok rather than his own rhetoric for the death threats and hate mail he was receiving.
The Prime Minister has made the atmosphere in this country against me. He has said that I was a racist, but he don't give me any protection, nothing. That I have said on television, when I'm killed, then you are responsible.
Fortuyn's homosexuality framed his politics. Tall, well-built, and completely bald, he discussed intimate details of sexual encounters on Dutch television. Wealthy and gay, Fortuyn still managed to connect to the common man by breaking taboos. Now that he is gone, the fate of his party is up in the air. Volkert Jesner is editor of the NRC Handelsblad newspaper.
He was a rhetorically very gifted man who had a knack for summarizing the big political issues in very clear and understandable language. Mr. Fortuyn really was a one-man band, if you like, and since he died last night, it's very difficult to ascertain whether or not his party will survive.
The Fortuyn List says they will carry on without their namesake, but at least one of Fortuyn's closest advisors has suggested the party close up shop. What kind of chances the party has without Fortown is as much a mystery today as the assassin's motive. For NPR News, this is Gregory Crouch in The Hague.